Does SPF hold importance in the DKIM DMARC era? The article explores the evolution of email security and the vital role of authentication protocols, SPF, DKIM, and DMARC in safeguarding modern email systems. Initially, email lacked security measures, making it a prime target for cyber threats such as phishing and spoofing. This led to the development of authentication protocols to verify sender identity and protect recipients. SPF Sender Policy Framework was the first email authentication protocol introduced in the early 2000s. It allows domain owners to specify which IP addresses are authorized to send emails on their behalf, helping to prevent spoofing. SPF has limitations, particularly with email forwarding and header manipulation. To address these gaps, DKIM Domain Keys Identified Mail was developed. It uses cryptographic signatures added to the email header to ensure message integrity and verify that the content remains unchanged during transit. DKIM complements SPF by adding a layer of trust through domain validation. DMARC, Domain-Based Message Authentication, Reporting, and Conformance, introduced in 2012, acts as a bridge between SPF and DKIM. It requires alignment between the from address and authenticated domains and instructs recipient servers on how to handle emails that fail authentication. DMARC also provides reports for better visibility and control. Despite advancements with DKIM and DMARC, SPF remains essential. It plays a foundational role by combating IP spoofing, integrating easily with DNS systems, and serving as the first step in a layered security strategy. Its simplicity and effectiveness in legacy environments and third-party provider validation ensure its continued relevance. No single protocol is sufficient on its own. A layered security approach combining SP, FDKIM, and DMARC is essential to defend against the increasingly sophisticated email threat landscape.